Hey guys, welcome back to What in the K-pop. This is your girl May welcoming with I would say welcoming in into like into the arena. And then I was like, wait a minute.
This corner.
And this corner we have
this corner.
Hey guys, it's Leo, what's up?
Okay, like, I was like, oh my god, epic, and I'm like, ah. But no, it's May and Leia talking first about little story time, a little bit of a special episode, a little blast. It's not even that far away.
It's a blast. It was from maybe 2 months ago.
2 months ago, something like that. But we went to go see Gemini on his, don't quote me, it's All Blue Tour. Or Blue Tour. I do not remember the exact title of the tour right now because I don't have anything. I don't have my direct notes in front of me. But
I got my Instagram up.
But we went and we're just going to tell a little bit of how it went, the cools, ups and downs, the tragic ending of the night, and
tragedy.
It was the tragedy of the evening.
The beauty of the beginning, the phantasm of the middle, and the tragedy of the ending. But the epilogue was solid.
Just kidding. In true, what was it? Hamlet? Not Hamlet. That's a play.
Shakespearean.
Shakespeare. That's the one. Shakespearean fashion. But a little bit about why we even went. So, like, I know, me personally, I ended up finding who Gemini was. Like, I listened to some of his music on, like, you know, the random playlist. I've seen it, like, on TikTok. You know those TikToks that are like, oh, if you like da-da-da, you should listen to da-da-da. Like, and yeah. I think he was on one for like a KRNB. I think it was like, if you like listening to, I think at the time, I don't remember who it was. You should listen to this. And then it's like Gemini, Junie, and
yeah, or Woods.
I was like, some more of the like not as popular like KRNB artist. So I was like, right, listen to him.
Yeah. And so we ended up deciding to go to the Gemini concert on a whim. Now, for me, I don't actually know when it started, but I was already following Gemini on Instagram for a few months at this point. And maybe I had one song of his I listened to, which was Going. I love that song. So I knew him a little bit, but mostly I just knew what he looked like. And so when May brought up the concert, she was like, hey, do you possibly want to go see Gemini? I was like, cool. Yeah, let's do it. And then she was like, oh my god, like, I don't know why, but I was like, hey, do you follow him on Instagram? Maybe he has information for the show there. And she's like, you follow him on Instagram? And I was like, you don't know what he looks like?
No, dead ass. I was like, what are you, I probably should, like, you know, follow my Instagram so I can pay attention and, like, keep up.
Right. I've it was just for information, like, strictly.
I had no idea what the man looked like. I listened to his music. And at that point, I think I've only listened to his music for, like, a few months at that point. Yeah, maybe a few months. Yeah. I think I had, like, one song from, like, earlier, but I didn't remember, obviously. And I opened this man's Instagram. Handsome. I said, hot damn. This man is gorgeous. And his lips. First of all, those lips. I was like, okay, cool. This man's fine. Nice. And he can sing. And it's like the smooth, like, suave type feel to it. Come
He's
on.
He's got a very nice voice.
Yeah. So we're like, you know what? Let's go. We're like, you know what? Let's go. Why not? And it was really, it was really weird because then I think, I don't know if I realized it at the concert or if I realized it a little bit before, but that it was me and Leia's first time going to a concert together.
Like, yeah, it was our first time ever just going to a show together. We hadn't even been to a show together before, like, even as a group. We just never happened to go to a show together. The closest thing I can think of is the festivals when we saw people, we saw the talent, but that's different because we were there at the park for the festival. This is a show. We bought tickets. We picked outfits.
Yeah, and I think that's what I thought was so funny. So I was like, wait a minute. Yeah. And the thing is, I've known you for about almost 5 years now. And we've been friends for almost 5 years. So I was like, how have we not even like gone to something like live? And the thing is, like, huh? So that was cool.
It is actually kind of interesting because you've been on so many, you've been to so many shows like with Grace. Mm-hmm. And you met Grace around the same time as you met me. What the?
I met her like a year second. After. No, I met her a little bit after you actually.
Yeah. What the hell? How is it taking us this long?
Are you sure?
Honestly, I've only started my concert going experiences lately. Like, this is pretty new to me. My first real K-pop concert at all was last year. And before that, I didn't really see a lot of live performances. That's not really something I do. So it makes sense that we never really went out to a concert together. But also, damn.
And we decided Gemini is going to be it.
Yeah, Gemini.
But
So I showed her, look, follow him on Instagram, Gemini Casa on Instagram.
But, the Gemini Casa.
Yeah, I got you.
No, he's a very handsome man. And I was just like, okay, cool. So this is going to be nice. I forgot what other point I had.
His new album had also just come out at the time. I think you were listening to it, and that's partly what prompted it too.
Yeah, that's what it was. Okay, so let me look it up because I don't remember what the album's called right now.
I think it's Still Blue.
Still Blue, right?
That's the name of the album? Yeah, mm-hmm. It's Still Blue. That's the newest one. Because you sent me More and More, and you were like, Leigh, you got to listen to this album. And I was like, okay, cool. And I did. And I was like,
yeah. Okay, so that's what it was. It was because I really, like, I look at the album itself, like, and I have, out of the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 songs, I have 4 of them, like, liked for my own. It probably should be 5, to mm-hmm. be honest, because I like More and More. And so I'm like, oh, so I must actually like this a lot. But I remember listening to Hola on this album, and it was so, it's just very, like, mesmerizing, very soft, and I really, really, really enjoyed it. So when he was like, oh, I'm going on tour, and I saw that, I was like, you know what? I have to hear this live. Because, like, I don't mm-hmm. know about you, but there's certain, like, songs that I'll hear, and if I know I'm going to go see them live, I'm like, I get really excited just to hear this song live.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure everybody gets it. It's like this song. Like, if I don't hear this song, I came for this song. You know, I want to hear this.
And then I'm out.
Yeah, but then I'm dipping.
But no, so like, go ahead.
Oh, no, it's fine.
I was going to say, like, even going, like, to the day of, I was just like, all right, cool. I had, not that I didn't have, high expectations, or I just went in, going in, like, okay, cool, I'm ready to hear music and see what he has to offer and see what he goes on. I think out of any of the concerts I've gone to, I've only, the only like R&B, K-hip-hop artists I've seen have been like Epic High, PH1, and I don't know why I said that like a question. I know what I'm saying, but I was trying to figure out. There was somebody else.
PH1? Is that a formula or something?
No, bitch. But PH1 and there was one more K-R&B and hip-hop, but they all were like within like a long, like, bands of each other, so it's not like I go to a lot of K-R&B hip-hop shows, so seeing him, I was very excited. And then this would have been your first, like, K-R&B and hip-hop show.
Yeah, so it was obviously a different crowd, and then since we were going to a smaller venue, it's not going to be seated, you know, like the Monsta X concert, so it was always going to be a new experience, but I'm glad that we got to have it together, because it was very fun.
Yeah, and then speaking of, like, a different venue, the venue itself, to me, I have never been. It was at Last Concert Cafe in Houston, and
yes,
never been here, never even seen photos of what it looks like inside. I was gonna go to Junie when he was there, but I didn't end up going, or I wanted to go to see Junie, I should say. I didn't end up going, and that's where he was before, so I would have had a better idea. But
yeah,
if you go to any show in Houston and it's at Last Concert Cafe, wear your comfy shoes. Do not wear sandals. Do not wear any type of heels.
Ladies, don't even try to wear heels.
Like, platform boots would be fine. Platform boots would be fine. But, like, not stilettos. What's the thing called? Like, platform heels would not work.
Platform heels. Yeah, you can say platform heels.
Yeah.
Anything with a point.
Anything that's not.
Okay.
If it you'll do be not wear mesh shoes, because sand will get inside your shoes. So if y'all aren't catching the drift, there was sand all over the GA pit. So it was like a sand pit.
Yeah.
And I guess that was like the vibe of the venue, and that's cool and all.
Yeah, it was kind of beachy. Almost, I wouldn't say tiki-esque, like, but it's almost like feel. You know what's interesting? I think the vibe reminded me of like Burning Man for some reason. I just had this Burning Man like desert festival energy, even though it really isn't that vibe. But it, you know, there's wood fencing and there's like a tent with lights that kind of cover the ceiling area so that at least everything is contained. So if it rained, you wouldn't be rained on. But technically, it's open air, so you have all the humidity of outside coming in and stuff.
Yeah, which it definitely was humid, but I mean, it's Houston, so what's new?
But the pit. The sand pit that you're standing on, shifting around on, and everybody's moving around in, it's not the funnest to stand on.
So wear your comfy shoes. Not the
worst. It's better than gravel, but yeah, don't wear sneakers. That's a sneaker day.
Like your sneakers are going to be your best friend.
Mm-hmm. But what I really did enjoy about the venue was the intimacy. Like once the talent came on stage, I felt like I could see everything. And you also have this added benefit of just like being able to interact with them. You can look them in their eyes and see it clearly. I just really liked that aspect versus like being in a big stadium. You know, there's not too much. I wouldn't say, and I won't say no energy, because there is obviously energy in a big stadium, but I feel like when you're in a smaller area, you kind of get to just kind of be in a cozy vibe, so everybody can just jive with the music. It's a different take. It's a different experience.
No, it was very nice. And I think I've only been to a few of those type of concerts or shows where they're very intimate. And when they are, it's nice. It feels good. And so to be in that type of feel with somebody like Gemini, really nice.
I felt like he was singing to me.
She said, "Everybody else out." We're like,
"What?"
Like,
everybody else fell away.
Have you seen those memes of like people who bring certain like posters or whatever to a concert, and they're like, "Okay, so like there was one for Stray Kids, and somebody's like, Chris, why'd you invite all these people to our date?"
Those are so hilarious.
But it felt like that. Oh my goodness! But like IRL.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's cool.
Yeah.
But no, there was, so like going in, what was that song that you needed to hear live? That you're like, once I hear this, this is going to bring, like, look, it's on a level 10 already, but this is going to bring it up like 10 more notches.
Yeah. It's a couple. It's definitely a couple. I really needed to hear Going. Because again, I fucking love that song. That's one of the first Gemini songs I ever heard. Definitely my favorite Gemini song. I also wanted to hear Mia. Because I was like, damn, I need this song. And then, I really needed to hear Naked Naked by Gemini. Like, naked. I needed it. This album is so good. And that song was my favorite. And I was like, this is such a fun song. And yes, he did perform all three of those ones. But I needed that one. I was like, yes, freaking love this song. I don't even think I recorded it. I just wanted to enjoy it because I just needed to hear that.
This is just so good.
Yes.
And then, like, even for me, it was definitely Ola. I needed that song live.
Yeah.
But I had to, like, go through his album or, like, my life music. But I also needed UFO.
Mm.
So that was easily the song that I went in liking and left loving.
Yeah,
because
that's how it felt for me more and more too.
More and more, like you hear it, and it's like, oh, I really like this song. Walk out. I love this song.
Yeah, more and more, I can listen to that all day now after the concert. Like, oh my gosh,
no, it was so good. But I think adding to what you said about like the intimacy level, it just felt so much like different. That came. Oh yeah, those were the songs we went in and then like loving, came out liking. And then like adding to the intimacy level. Liking
came out loving. Yeah.
And it, because of the intimacy level that it felt, it just like elevated the sound. And it's like, It was just so, it was so good. And I was very, I don't know if I should use the word impressed, because like I knew I was gonna like it.
You know, impressed is the right word though. Cause I mean, here's the thing. For something like that, especially when it's a group that, or a soloist that maybe they're not like mainstream. So you don't have a lot of like TikToks or reels or videos of people sharing it online. You don't have a lot of expectations placed upon you by other people who've been watching them, you know? So when you go in, you kind of go in blind and you really, you're not sure what the chant, like what their performance level or style is going to be. Mm-hmm. So you have no option but to go in with very low expectations. Not to say that I thought he was going to watch it. Obviously, he's going on tour, right? But there's no comparison. Is that, there's no reference, you know?
Yeah.
Gemini is a whole all to his own. And even compared to other smaller artists, they're all unique and different and have their own style. Yeah. So you can't really compare them versus like, for groups like NCT or TXT, you're going to see them on tour. You're going to see the videos online circulating. So you kind of know what to expect performance-wise.
Yeah. And so, even leading with him, I was very, very excited. And then he raised a little expectation. Like, he raised a little bit of a, like, oh, okay, this is who you are? This is who we are?
I have high expectations for him.
Yeah. So if he goes on tour again, I better, you know, up the ante.
I'm gonna be there.
And he better be there. I'm like, I better see you.
He better be there. House of Blues, Toyota Center, whatever. I'm going.
Warehouse Live, like whatever it is. Warehouse Live, there. I think, will be
a
really good
in a park. Though. I don't care. Show up.
It's a park. It's hot out here, please. But
well, it is summer.
No, so the show was really fun though. And then obviously you're gonna have some like, and this is what we experienced, like, oh my gosh. It hates us.
It backed her out again?
Yeah. As soon as we start recording, it decides to just kick her out.
Yo, what the fuck? Okay, before we start recording, let me talk to Unlimited 5 really quickly.
I'm still recording. I'm just going to keep recording.
Just let me... Okay, yeah, that, just keep recording. We can cut this out later. Let me just really quickly connect to the other internet. I'm sorry. Hopefully you can just cut it out easy.
The thing is, that's the only tough part about recording.
And everybody's buggy. Every single platform has some sort of...
The thing is, 90% of the time it's not even the platform, it's people's internet.
Yeah, and my internet usually isn't this bad, but it's... chuggling today. Could be because Matthew's on the same Wi-Fi, but he's usually connected to Unlimited 5, so I don't know why I'm having a problem. You know, we have two Wi-Fis, and usually I'm on the bigger one that has the better broadband, and then he's on the faster one, but because he's just downstairs. But we've been needing to get boosters for our internet for a while, so this could just be a product of that madness. Okay, I'm connected to the other internet now. Hopefully it doesn't go out again, but if it does, oh my gosh. Sorry.
Click mark.
I could try connecting it to my hotspot if it happens again.
A little time step where you need to snip.
Hopefully.
Yeah. So you don't have to...
But that means I have to cut the first...
You
don't have
to look it up on here, but you can... When you import it.
Okay. Let's see. You want to try?
It sucks when it happens mid-sentence, because then my train of thought gets crashed.
Okay, well, I was about to just segue anyway. So that, like, what I was trying to segue into was, like, at these type of shows, you're going to have a different crowd of people, obviously. And, like, the vibe that I was getting with some of the people in this crowd was that they were just, like, not that, like, it's a bad thing, but they're not active concert goers. You know what I mean? So they don't have, like, concert etiquette. And, like, basic concert etiquette is, like, you don't push people. Yeah. Or you don't, like, you don't try to, like...
That's just safety.
No, I don't even push people, like, during the show. I meant, like, before, and you're trying to get to a spot. That's just it's just rude. It is very rude, and you don't do it. But, obviously, even here, just like how we had some at PH1 try, there was these, like, three friends who, like, Leia made herself a little space. And I'm like, oh, I'm gonna, I was like, this is too big of a space. People are gonna come and run in. And we're like, and then a second of my doubt, I was like, you know, actually, maybe not. It's not like, a, it's not a giant crowd. Da 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 da, it should be fine. Mm-hmm. And they end up doing it anyway.
I just wanted breathing room. And then these little girls kind of just settle up in front of me and slide into this space that I made. And I'm like, okay, my bad for making you room. And I didn't want to breathe in the person's air in front of me. But whatever. To me, crowds doesn't really affect me because of my height. I'm 6 feet, y'all. So I'm not really bothered by big crowds. As long as I can see over most people's heads and their phones aren't in my way, I actually have a pretty good chance of viewing. So I don't really have to worry about, oh, I need to be at the front. I need to make sure that I can get visibility. That's not an issue for me. But I do like having a little bit of space. Like, I don't want to be rubbing up against people. And they kind of just pushed in. And they're clearly young. Like, everybody at the concert was a mix of ages, but it was mostly high school, early college age, like, you know, 18-year-olds, very young people. I was like, all right, fine. Yeah.
And that this has to, like, there is a maturity level to it. There's no practice of going to concerts and having to deal with that themselves, mm-hmm. you know? So it's like, okay, because it's just like, it's not cool. If you are one of those people who do that, you're not fun. You're not cool.
You're not fun.
You're no like fun you. At parties. Nobody invites you to their birthday party. Yeah. Because it's just, it's rude and unnecessary.
You double dip.
In public.
You double dip your disgusting pool. Chips. You spill your drinks in the pool.
Oh, I was like, you pee in the pool.
Oh my God, even worse. You pee in the pool. Yeah, no. There's,
but it's just, it's not cool. And because like people like that who are just like so, well, it's not spatial.
Entitled is the right word.
It's just, it's rude. And it's just so, like, it's the same thing, like, when people who, like, are waving light sticks and they, like, wave that little thing and they're about to smack somebody. And I'm just like,
this girl almost hit me at the TXT concert.
Oh.
It was, like, it was close. I almost got hit in the face.
Damn. Like, dude, there's a choreography.
But you don't have to, like, swing it. You go so forward. Far back. You don't have to, like, swing it so high up either. But like that's it's
side,
it's the same neighbor. Yeah, it's the same concept. Like if you're at a concert and you want to dance, you want to have fun. Yes, have fun, dance. You know, do all the things, but like be cautious that you're not going to hurt anybody. And
also, unless you're really short too, unless you're like really short, don't wear big hats. Just don't do it. If you're between the height, if you're between 5'7" and 6 feet, take your freaking hat off.
Yes. Okay.
Just take it off.
While we were at Gemini, there was a girl in front of me who had a cowboy hat. And I get it. A lot of people here, we're Texas. They're going to wear like cowboy hats. And it's like the whole like shtick that Texas has, right? And I get it.
Yeah. Texas but also has girl the...
kept like kept her hat on and off. And it was literally the perfect view of that kept blocking me. Or like, it was so annoying. And I get it. And I was like, it's not the biggest deal. But it's just kind of like an inconvenience that like I don't have to deal with or nobody should have to deal with.
It's it's very inconsiderate. It's frustrating because I feel like you pay so much money, even if you pay 30 or 20 bucks to go to a place, you pay your money that you worked hard for to go see a person, and then you have to, you know, be blocked by someone's hat or even look through someone's phone. And it's like,
I'm like,
I get it, but it's like damn.
Mm-hmm. It's like the phones, like if you're gonna record at your eye level, because that's what you are seeing. Just report at your eye level. That's all you gotta do.
Yeah, or a little bit below your eye level. So if you want to record but also see with your eyes, just like nose level, you know?
Yeah.
Don't put it in there, like, because you're blocking everybody behind you.
Yeah, because what I end up doing is I'll put it like to the side of my face, so it's not like a crazy amount. But anyways, I will say besides that, the crowd was pretty fun. It was something very, what's it called? New things. It was something very, it's fine. keep having to sneeze and I feel it.
Go ahead.
I can't sneeze.
Go ahead, let it out. Let it out, girl.
No, it's not happening. But, what was I going to say? I lost my train of thought because I was going to attack myself with my nose. I lost what I was saying. Crap. Anyways, Gemini's crowd was not the worst crowd I've ever been in. it was pretty fun besides that. And
I had fun.
Yeah. I was like, and I also was, I really did enjoy like the little, like, and I was talking to Yvette about this before too, where it's like, it's really fun to go to a concert with like somebody you're really close to, like your friend and like your actual friend, not just a K-pop friend, not just somebody, whatever. It's like, it's fun because you get to like really make, don't make that face. You get to make like really, I'm gonna throw up. What the, yo, I hate it here.
Ugh. Don't jump next to you on tour. You'll fit right in.
A little egg yourself. It's so gross. But it makes it a lot more fun because you get to be like that little, you have like your little inside jokes depending on like the artist. Like you'll have like, if it's somebody that you really enjoy, you're just like, no. Or like, ah. Or like whatever. And it's just like you have your friend with you. Or like, I think there was one point at Gemini, I forgot what we did, but we looked at each other and we made like a space and we're like, whoa.
Because Gemini like, probably did something up on that focus thing.
And I was just like, what is this? But I am a good Christian woman. Like,
in front What's of the me. Quote? I'm a good Christian woman. You are out here embarrassing me.
You're out here making me want to sin.
I'm gonna have to learn that quote. Oh my gosh. But yeah, no, it's. But it was really fun. Because May and I honestly, even though we both knew that we enjoyed K-pop almost since the beginning, like not in the first few meetings, but we knew pretty early on in our friendship that we liked K-pop, it wasn't really what kept us together, what brought us together. Like, it wasn't the driving force of why we were friends. We just hung out. We worked at the same place. We enjoyed each other's company. I would drive her around before she got her license and stuff. And we just go places and hang out. We barely ever did anything that was related to K-pop, honestly. When we realized we both liked K-pop, or when she realized she liked K-pop and could drag me into it, that's when things got crazy, crazy with that. But our friendship for about 3.5 years was mostly just us. So
yeah, so it's really, oh, little backstory. Yeah.
I love you, bitch.
I guess.
But yeah, so going there, it was like, we just went as friends, but we also just enjoyed the music, and we were like, damn, he's hot.
Okay, y'all, this was one right now. Gemini?
Should we talk about the Venn diagram? Should we hint the Venn diagram?
That's a different episode. We'll explain the Venn diagram to y'all later. But
yeah,
me and Leia do not find the same men in particular attractive.
Nope. We have very different tastes. We just don't.
Very different tastes, but Gemini?
Not at all.
Me and Leia, you know that little shake hands meme where they're like, agreed? Like, that's us.
Yeah.
Agreed. We're like, okay, this man, gorgeous. We're like, you
agree to accept that this guy is hot. Yeah.
Yes. And like, not even just like, oh, just like, oh, he's just handsome, he's just hot. Like, no, he is good looking. Like, pictures do not do him justice.
Look, if other guys that we like are a 10, Gemini is out here being a 1,000. I'm not even lying. He is unironically gorgeous. And I've seen pictures of him. I was following him for almost a year on Instagram by the time we went to see them. So I know what the hell he looked like, but I did not know what he looked like.
Yeah, and I think it had to be like, when people are in front of you, they obviously look different because you get to see them, you know? And so seeing on Gemini, there was one point right before the show started, he walked across the stage, like from, I guess, one side of the stage to like the like green room, back room, whatever it may be.
Yeah, and there were a couple of green rooms, but just he had like, to access.
Mm-hmm, and we saw him and you just see like, oh my God, like, this man is handsome. And that was just from walking. He didn't say anything. He didn't look any type of way. He didn't look anywhere. He just went.
He was like, in the shadows of the stage too. So it wasn't even a good look, but we knew.
And then during the show, he just was giving every type of look, every type of feel. And we're like, wow. Like, this man is very handsome. And
when he's saying Mother More.
Yeah, okay. And then while he's singing, he's serving face.
So much fan service.
There's a lot of fan service. Like, he was grabbing people's phone to record himself. Very, like, singing to people. Like, it was very, like, what's it called? 10 out of 10 fan service, I will say. 10 out of 10 fan
service. He was engaging with the crowd. I felt seen.
I don't need to be perceived, sir. Thank you.
Yeah.
I don't want to be perceived.
I don't want to be perceived.
No.
Do not perceive me.
At any idol performer, don't perceive me. I will go into my... Oh. I will curl into a little ball on the inside. Thank you. But no, he was doing really well. And then his actual vocals were so solid. And I was...
Not that I was worried about CDs.
Yes, because some people, like, when the I've gone to some shows before where you hear them live and they're good, but you're just like, something's a little off, though. But they're still good.
Right, like, it's clear that the way that they sing on the soundtrack is more controlled versus when they're performing on stage. It's different. There's always that difference. But something is, it's great when you hear an artist and they sound even better live, and you're like, oh, my God. Gemini eats CDs.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
So freaking good. If he released a live album, I would totally love that. I might even like that version more than the originals. Mm-hmm. Not even gonna lie.
No,
I think he's one of those artists that totally could release a live album, and it would be just as good and popular as a studio because he is such a good performer.
Oh my god. It was really nice. And then even like rounding the end of the night, it was very cute because he got to like there was one part of the stage like the front and center stage. And then there was like almost like a balcony attached to it that a few people were standing on. Yeah. And he at the very end started going that way. And it was very cool because then he could interact more with the people who were on the side that weren't as close to the stage as everybody else was, you know, or that wouldn't have like that type of view or And so it was really nice that he even like went to that side too and was like, you know what, let me just go on the side.
Mm-hmm. And he just played, he sang like a cute little, that was for the encore. He played like a cute little love song and everybody had their phones out. And so the way it was is everybody who was in the back now could suddenly see him and be right in front of him. So a lot of people actually ended up moving a little too quickly, but moving from where they were to that side of the room. So at this point, that would put May and I in the back versus in the middle.
She cut out, but it was really nice. It was really interesting to have like just a different perspective, and also got everybody away from us. It got everybody away from where the crowd was, so that way it wasn't really, like, we had space again, and it was nice. Even if it was the end of the show, okay? Even if it was the end,
exactly,
it was fine.
Exactly. Nice save. It was honestly fantastic. And I really loved that. I was like, oh, my God.
He just did such a good job. Then the concert's over, and we are leaving the venue. And it, like mentioned earlier, this is a small venue. I want to say... I don't even know the capacity of this venue. It's very, very little. And it's good for that type of feel.
There was maybe 200 people in that space, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, 200 to 300.
I think there was 200 possibly, people in the crowd.
Yeah, I think 300 possibly could be maxed out.
Definitely no more than, like, four. Definitely.
Yeah. And it was... So because of it being a smaller venue, usually there's just not a lot of parking. Because even places like Warehouse Live, they have a very small parking lot. And then you have to rely on, like, street parking. But also, it's in downtown, so it's a little, like, in downtown, so it's a little easier.
This was a similar concert, situation. Like, last there really wasn't was that like much only, parking.
Yeah, it was kind of on the outskirt of downtown, so there wasn't as much, like, street parking or, you know, other designated lots that, like, places like downtown would have. So because of this... there was a private lot, apparently, allegedly. I'm going to say allegedly because I'm not admitted to anything.
Allegedly, there was a private lot.
Right next to it. So there was a lot of people who were parking there, including myself and Leia, and a lot of people who went to the concert. And lo and behold, the concert's over. We're leaving. We're taking pictures. And then we walk
over. We're coming off the high of this fantastic show.
And we get to the lot, and it's just like... where's my car? So we see it, and there's like a no parking sign, apparently, and I didn't see the parking sign. And this guy is out there, like, yelling out, like megaphone style without the megaphone, of like, if you want your car, it's at blah, 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 towing. And I felt my heart just sink to my stomach. And I was like, great, because my car's not here. Yeah. It got towed. Leia's was still there. And so we're like, all right, cool.
Let's go get the car.
Okay, let's figure this out. And so Leia books it to her car before anything else can start happening.
I was like a spy. I was a woman on a mission.
No, literally, while the guy who was in this lot, like, walking around tormenting everybody else.
Taunting these little girls.
There was these two, like, maybe 17-year-olds who were just, like, worried now. And Leia goes over there, and they had blocked the entrance and exit, like, little way for it. But Leia has a pretty big car, so she was able to just, like, kind of hop the curb and call it a day.
But what?
And then
I hopped that curve so quick.
She swoops me up, and then I'm calling the place, and I'm just like, is my car da-da-da-da-da there? This is the license, but whatever. And they're like, yeah, it's on the way. So that means they just towed it. And yeah.
We probably arrived at the towing place before your fucking car.
No.
I mean, we did, but we were on his tails. Oh, my God. No way.
Because by the time we got there, there was other people from the concert, other people obviously around the area who have just, like, got their car towed. And so get there, and it took, like, 30 minutes for me to even be seen because there was people in front of me. But it took forever. And yeah. We were able to get your car out. We had to get my car out, and I think total time was probably, like, an hour and a half. Maybe an hour.
While we were there, there were a couple of people from the concert who'd also gotten their cars towed. But while we were standing there, we were like, well, this sucks. But hey, the concert was good, right? Like, we were just talking about the show.
Let's just talk. Let's kill time.
Yeah, because you know what? It's a shitty situation, but it was such a good night. I was like, something about it was positive. Let's talk about that.
Let's talk about the positive aspect of this whole thing.
Yeah, what a good show this was.
And then
good enough to get your car towed for.
That was my most expensive concert because I ended up.
You know what? Paying. Honestly. Yeah, that was an expensive ticket.
But it was.
I wish they had just booted us. Like, just boot the cars. Come on.
Literally, make my life easier. I'll pay you under the table. I don't care.
Tow the shit, really? Whatever.
I was like, whatever. Losers. And so,
loser.
Literally. But it was fun. And then, and if you have the opportunity to ever see Gemini, whether it be his own show, a festival, you know, he's going on tour with somebody, go see that man. He's really good.
Yeah. He's worth it. It's worth it. Even if he's an opener, go. Go see him, because he can
literally perform. Go.
He's so good live. Like, damn. I'm excited for whatever he comes out with next, because I know it's going to be good.
Mm-hmm. Any final thoughts, questions, comments, concerns, Leia?
Honestly, I guess I don't really have that many thoughts, except for I loved it. I loved that concert. It was so good.
It was a lot of fun.
I still got all the video footage, and I'm like, Gemini.
It was nice. And thank y'all for listening to our little segment of
our story time.
Yeah. If there's any other concerts coming up or whatever, events and stuff, obviously we'll try to get some more in on that. Mm-hmm. But that's all we got for today. Thank you for listening.
Yeah, thanks for listening. Thanks for showing up. Bye.